2:12-3:6.
I put the title up there as Spreading the Fragrance of the Knowledge of God, but the sermon actually includes a lot of other themes and ideas.
今天的主题我给它取名为在各处张扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
So Chen Han will help us read the passage in Chinese. The PowerPoint slide will show the passage in English, or you can refer to your own Bible.
来，我们来一起来看哥林多后书2:12起。 那从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了门。那时因为没有遇见弟兄提多，我心里就不安，便辞别了那里的人，往马其顿去了。感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并接着我们在各处张扬那因认识基督而有的香气。 因为我们在神面前，无论在得救人的身上，或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。在这等人，就做了死的香气，叫他们死；在那等人，就做了活的香气，叫他们活。这是谁能担当得起呢？我们不像那许多人，为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神，在神的面前，凭着基督讲道。 我们岂是又举荐自己吗？岂像别人用人的见信给你们，或用你们的见信给人吗？你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道、所念朗的。你们明显是基督的信，接着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的，不是写在石板上。 乃是写在新版上。我们因基督，所以在神的面前才有这样的信心，并不是我们凭着自己能担当什么事。我们所能担当的，乃是出于神。他叫我们能担当这新的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意。因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Okay, that's this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. So let me start by wishing everybody a happy National Day long weekend.
首先让我们祝福大家国庆日快乐。
Yes. So everybody loves a parade, and some of you may have been involved in the National Day parade or are looking forward to it.
我们大家都喜欢在国庆日游行，许多人还会到那去看。
So whether it's National Day Parade or Mardi Gras or any of the victory laps you see, there's something really very exciting and uplifting about watching a parade.
其实我们大家都喜欢游行，不管怎么样的游行呢，那气氛是令人高兴、令人兴奋的。
Normally such parades are a display of strength, accomplishment, their celebration.
因为这样子的一个游行呢，展示当时的成就、当时的能力。
And I start with this because in today's passage, Paul mentions something like a parade. It's called a triumphal procession.
这边呢，保罗也提到这样子一个的游行，这个是胜利者的游行。
Today's passage is the start of a rather lengthy digression that Paul makes. He starts by saying that he was worried he couldn't find Titus, and we don't hear about this again way until chapter 7 when he resumes the topic.
这边呢，首先保罗提到呢，他没有遇到提多呢，他就心里不安。
Instead, he goes off to say a lot of other things and a lot of very big ideas and very important ideas for us.
他顺便在这里也提到许多的主题，也比较重要的主题。So,
what's with this parade thing?
到底是怎么样的一个游行法呢？
Paul is saying that he's thankful that God always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ.
保罗永远都感恩呢，因为他上帝呢带着我们这个胜利的游行。
The procession he's talking about is that is the Roman triumphal procession, which is a really big and grand spectacle.
在当时罗马，我们常常看到这些得胜军呢回来的这个得胜的游行。
After every military victory, the conquering general would go through the streets of the city and he would show off all his spoils. It could be soldiers, it could be animals, ships or precious jewels.
当每次那个罗马军呢，他们打胜仗之后呢，他们就会有这个得胜的游行呢，里头呢展示他们所夺来的那些赃物，这包括有些囚犯啊，包括一些的动物啊，包括船只呢，包括许多的金银珠宝。
In some cases, there's so much booty or spoils that it might take 2 or 3 days to show them all off.
有时因为他们夺了这么多东西呢，可能需要2-3天时间呢，才能够把这些完全的展示给大家看。
Can you imagine having a parade that lasts 2 or 3 days?
你可以想象吗？这样子的一个游行呢，能够长达2-3天之久。
Well, so far so good. It might sound as if that we are the victors, being led by Christ, our hero and our leader.
那感觉是好像保罗是说，哦，他上帝带着这个得胜的游行呢，我们是基督徒呢，是一个得胜军，这样走到人的面前。
But the twist in the tale is that Paul doesn't mean that. What he means is that he himself is one of the prisoners being led in captivity by Christ.
但是保罗指的不是这样，他指的是他本身是那当时那个囚犯呢，被囚着走的。
He's talking about him, Paul, as a prisoner and a servant of Christ.
他当时是他把他当成一个犯人呢，他是一个主的这个被囚者。
What a shocking picture! Why would Paul say something like that?
为什么保罗会这样子的提到他自己呢？
So far, we've been hearing a lot about Paul. We have Paul, the zealous missionary, Paul, the caring pastor, and now we're going to think a bit about Paul, the suffering servant of Christ.
我们前阵提到说，保罗他是一个主的使者，他也是一个教牧。今天呢，我们谈到他是一个被主的囚犯。
You can't really avoid thinking about it because in a lot of other places in the Bible, that's what he calls himself, prisoner of Christ.
很多时候他是在这边提到，他说因主的缘故他被囚。
So what Paul is trying to say is that his relationship with Christ constrains him, it limits him in what he does because he will seek God's will instead of what he himself, Paul, wants.
他这样子提呢，因为他是说，因为他跟基督的关系呢，他自我约束。而不是行他自己的私欲，而是行主的道。
From the start of his encounter, his road to Damascus experience, God has captured Paul's heart and his life, and Paul will now do anything for Christ.
因为他在这个大马士革的路上呢，碰到神以后呢，他神呢的道呢，抓住他的生命和他的心，从此他就为神而活。
And that's what he means by prisoner of Christ.
所以他提到他自己因为主的缘故被囚。
So by way of analogy, maybe we can think about our relationship with our parents, our spouses, our families.
拿一个比喻来说，就像我们跟我们的父母，我们的这个妻子儿女的关系。
Because we love them and they're important to us, they constrain what we do.
因为我们爱他呢，我们被他们约束。
For example, if you want to go out for dinner, then you have to think about what can the children eat or where do they want to go, not just where you want to go.
比如说你们要选一个地方吃晚餐的时候呢，我要想到说他们孩子是想吃什么东西呢，父母想吃什么东西呢，而不是自己想吃什么东西。
Or if you are going on a family holiday, well, you know how difficult it is to choose a place that pleases everybody.
我们怎么知道我们很多的困难选择要去哪个地方玩呢？因为每个人的口味都不一样。
In my own life, talking about 口味 and appetite, it means that for the last 20 years, I have had Sunday lunch at the same dim sum restaurant almost every week for 20 years.
从20年以来呢，我一直在星期日呢到同一个点心的店呢来吃点心，为什么呢？
Obviously, I don't go for the food.
因为可想而知，我不是因为他食物到那边去的。
So constrained by love for those that are important to us.
因为我是被爱约束呢，我只好到那边去。
Because Christ is important to Paul, Paul is willing and thankful to be constrained for Christ's sake.
因为上帝对保罗是重要的，所以他保罗愿意自我约束，为了神的缘故。
So please be careful here. Paul is not saying that we are mere puppets of God.
这边不是说到我们是上帝的傀儡。
He's saying that we work together or we work for God, and in doing so, God normally works with us where we are, with our gifts, our personality, and our circumstances.
因为我们跟神的关系一起走的时候呢，上帝会因着我们的处境、我们的性格呢，跟我们一起同工。
But being a prisoner of Christ, it does mean that we're not the center of the universe.
但是如果我们是为上帝的缘故被囚的话呢，我们不是宇宙的中心。
It means trying to follow God because that's what He wants and submitting ourselves to His will.
我们是降服于神，跟着他的路子走。
It means reflecting God not just in big decisions such as where to work, work, what country to live in, what to study, but also the small decisions such as how you want to spend your time.
依靠神的神的意思呢，来决定我们要在哪里上什么班，要做什么工，要读什么书，甚至小的事情呢，我们都要依靠神。
So the idea of submission is not an easy one, but it's one that has come up through many famous Christians in the past.
这个降服的功课是不容易的，但是我们可以从在身许多著名的人物上呢学习。
So one of these was a hymn writer called Francis Havergal. You may not know the name, but you probably know one of her famous hymns. It's called Take My Life and Let It Be.
其中一个爱主的姐妹，她的名字叫做 Francis 的话呢，大家可能不太熟悉呢，但是她的写了许多这个圣乐上面能够反映她这样的爱主的心志。
She felt very strongly about how important it is to surrender completely to God.
他觉得完全的降服于神是非常重要的。
She actually wrote this hymn at the end of a house visit. She asked God for something. She asked God that the people in the household would be given to God. And at the end of her visit, that indeed happened.
他有时求上帝说，叫他的整个家庭呢都献给主。他最后呢，整个家庭确实献给主了。
And for herself, even the hymn that she wrote touched her.
他甚至他所写的歌也感动了他自己。
There's a verse that starts, Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my king.
这边他有一首歌写到，他歌词是这样子写，用我的声音让我歌唱。
And as she sang it herself, she decided to give up her concert singing career. She used to be a secular concert singer, and she decided she would only sing for God.
他因为唱他这首歌唱久了过后呢，自己也把他放弃他自己的在演奏会的独唱家的这样的一个职业呢，然后完全为主而歌唱。
So why is it important to be obedient? Why does Paul start with the idea of being obedient? Because he's leading to something else.
为什么顺服那么重要呢？这边保罗给我们看到这样的一些功课。
Paul goes on to say that through our lives of obedience, we make the good news known because God works in us to spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of God.
就上帝让我们服从呢，所以让他我们大家都能更认识神，把神的馨香味散发出去。
Our lives are as incense, a sweet fragrance pleasing to God.
我们的生命就像一个香这样，把那馨香味散发出去。
As we do this, we are following the example of Christ.
我们就像跟随主的脚步一样。
Because Christ's submission was pleasing to God, and Christ loved. Himself have gained himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
正如基督爱我们一般，为我们舍己，当作馨香的供物与祭物呢，献于神。
So the kind of fragrance our life gives off depends a lot on, as I said, God works with us where we are, who we are, our circumstances.
那馨香味应该从我们的生命发出来的。
For some Christians like Paul, this fragrance comes from a life of suffering.
这个像有基督徒呢，比如保罗一样呢，这个馨香味是由这个苦难中散发出来的。
For Paul, this phrase, the prisoner of Christ, is particularly poignant because his ministry was full of a lot of hardships.
所以在经句中呢，我们听到说，上帝他保罗为上帝的缘故被囚呢，这是非常心酸的，因为他生命是充满苦难的。
It was part of his identity and his journey, his ministry.
这是他的使命，这是他的一个他的身份。
Everywhere you read, whether it's 2 Corinthians or whether it's Book of Acts, whether it's Philippians, you can't get away from that suffering filtering through the things he's writing.
我们看到这个保罗所写的不同的书信呢，里面充满痛苦和苦难。
It makes for a pretty serious reading because even when the man is talking about joy, as in Philippians, you have to remember he's writing from a prison.
即使那封我们称为喜乐的书信《腓立比书》呢，其实他是在这个监狱里呢写成这样的一本书信。
So he wears it like a badge of honor when people challenge his apostleship to say, "Who are you?" He says, "Look at my life of suffering."
这是成为保罗自己的身份。当别人挑战他的时候，他说，大家他就可以指着自己生命说。看着我呢，我就是一个见证。
He says, "My life of suffering is the means of revealing the knowledge of God."
他说我的这个，我的这一生的痛苦呢，能够彰显我对基督的认识。
This doesn't mean, of course, that everybody has to suffer as badly as Paul, at least.
那不是说我们每个人都像都得像保罗这样的经过这样的苦难。
But Paul affirms that it's true that God's people, in the midst of our adversity, can show the power of God.
但是，好吧，让我们知道说，在痛苦中呢，我们那个彰显神的荣耀、神的苦神的能力。
Just as in his own life of hardship, God's power is revealed in many ways.
就像他自己的生命那样。
I'll leave the idea to be explored in later sermons, but for now, I just wanted to share a few quotes for people who have experienced hardships in their lives.
这边呢，我要跟大家分享一些人呢，他们在生命中经过苦难呢，而体会了神自己。
So remember, why are we talking about this? We're talking about this because as prisoners of Christ, we give off the fragrance of the knowledge of God.
因为我们在苦难中呢，有些人在苦难中呢，能够散发基督的这个香气。
So what kind of a fragrance, what kind of an aroma are we giving off?
所以散发怎么样的香气呢？
So I have a couple of quotes for you. One is by Joni Erickson Tada, who Uncle Daniel mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
我提到一些爱主的基督徒，像这位Joni Erickson 这个女孩。
Well, when she was a teenager, she was paralyzed from the neck down, but she has been doing God's work ever since.
她从十多岁呢，就是半身不遂 ，Yeah.
The last I read, I think she now has breast cancer. Poor thing.
Yeah. 她好像现在甚至犯了乳癌。
So the quote that I have, she says, "I wish I could take to heaven my old tattered wheelchair. I would point to the empty seat and say, 'Lord, for decades I was paralyzed in this chair.'" But it showed me how paralyzed you must have felt to be nailed to the cross.
有时候我真的想说，主啊，请你把我这样子一个破烂的这个轮椅呢，也一直拿到天上去。啊，有时候呢，我会指着轮椅说呢，哎呀，主啊，为了你呢，我感受到这样子的一个这个无能呢，我也体会到你在十字架上那么的无能。
That's right. I'll just skip to the end. Thank you, Jesus, for learning obedience in your suffering. You gave me grace to learn obedience in mine.
在我这个痛苦中呢，我体会到什么叫顺服，我也知道你为我怎么样的受到痛苦。
Another quote from someone else who also knew quite a lot of suffering. This is Watchman Nee, who was a pastor and a preacher.
另外一个是承受很多痛苦的，就是尼托森，他是一个爱主的牧师。
He had sometimes of great poverty where he barely had enough to eat. Then he also had tuberculosis, stomach disorder, heart ailment. It's pretty bad.
他在这个侍奉主的时候呢，他身体非常的软弱，包括生的什么肺结核病呢，他的这个长期的一些病痛都有在他身上。
So this is what he says. He says, whenever you meet someone who has really suffered, been limited or gone through things for the Lord, willing to be imprisoned by the Lord, just being satisfied with him and nothing else, immediately you sense the fragrance.
有时候你碰到一些人呢，他为着神的缘故呢，他充满了，他经过了许多的痛苦呢，但是呢，他却愿意在神里面完全得到满足，你会自然的从他的身上呢，闻到一股香气。
There is a savor of the Lord. Something has been crushed, something has been broken, and there is a resulting odor of sweetness.
你会看到这个人呢，他身上已经东西已经被破碎了，在破碎当中呢，你那股香气就跑了出来。
All right, enough of sad quotes.
这边是许多的比较痛苦的一些例子。Yeah.
And you might say that's very well for them, but I'm not Apostle Paul. I'm not famous Christian.
那你会说我不是保罗，我也不是什么出名的这个基督徒。
I'm just an ordinary person trying to get by life the best I can.
我是只是一个普通的一个基督徒，能够每日的过活。
When my job is at risk, when my health is failing, when I want to have children but I can't, when I'm broke and I have no money, is my broken life really spreading the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ?
我们特别是我们这样的处境，如果我们的事业不成，我们的成绩又不好，我们的健康又不好，这样呢，我怎么样散发神的香味呢？
But Paul says yes. He says that when we are obedient, when we submit, we are the aroma of Christ, the fragrance of life to those who are being saved.
所以当他说到，如果我们是完全的降服于神，完全顺服的时候呢，这时候这个香味就会出来了。
Oswald Chambers, who wrote a classic devotion called My Utmost for His Highest, shares with us his prayer.
哦，所以全部这个作者呢，他一个非常经典的这个书叫做 My Utmost His Highest。
He says that he wants to ask not that he be spared from suffering, but to ask that God protects him so that he may remain what God has created him to be in spite of the fires of his sorrow.
他在祷告中呢说到说，他不会要求主呢把他这个痛苦离开他，他却叫主呢来保护他，来经过这些赴汤蹈火的经验。
So God willing, if suffering falls onto our lives, if we endure the fires of sorrow, these will fan the flames of the fragrance of the knowledge of God.
所以如果有神同在的时候呢，我们就能够坚忍呢，而经过一切的苦难呢，把神的香气散发出来。
But Paul doesn't stop there. He goes on to keep talking about our testimony to the world.
保罗没有停止在这边，他继续谈到我们。给世人的一个见证。
He says that when we live this way, others will see Christ in us.
他想，如果我们这样的活下去的话，别人就在我们生命中呢看到耶稣基督。
And he points to the Corinthian church as his second badge of honor.
他讲到这边，他提到这个哥林多教会。
He talks about the Corinthian church. He says that they are a letter of Christ, verifying that his ministry, Paul's ministry, is authentic.
这边他讲到说，这个哥林多教会它本身是一个见证的书信呢，来见证他的这个福音呢是真实的。
You might wonder why does Paul keep talking about these letters of recommendation? What do they have to do with ministry anyway?
你会一直想到为什么保罗常常提到这些推荐信呢？在圣经上提到的这个推荐信。
That's because it used to be in those days the practice for the recognized religious authority to give you a reference letter. It proves that you have the authority for a task.
因为这推荐信是当时的这个宗教群体呢，他们。给予授权给予某某人的一个书信，让他能够执行一些东西。
For example, today, if someone tried to stop you in the streets and say, "I'm a police officer, I need to search your bag."
譬如说，今天在路上的时候呢，如果一个人呢，来借着来停着你呢，叫你要跟你搜身的话呢，你会问他说，你有什么证明呢
？You would say, "Where's your proof? I want to see your warrant card." Is it warrant card?
你的这个搜证卡在什么地方？来证明你是一个警察。
So in the same way.When Paul, in his previous job, was arresting Christians, when he went to Damascus to jail the Christians, the high priest had given him such a letter of authority.
所以当时以前呢，当这个保罗去这个逼害基督徒的时候呢，他权力是从这个祭司那边拿来的一封信，保证他可以这样子的一个逼害基督徒。
But now that Paul's not a rabbi anymore, he doesn't have these kind of letters.
所以他现在他不是拉比了，所以他没有这样子一个权利了。
So his opponents were all laughing at him. They said, "You're a self-made prophet. You're not a real apostle."
所以当时呢，那些反对他的人就轻视他，说他自称为自己是先知。
We've obviously moved away from the idea of reference letters for apostleship because we see Jesus himself, he didn't have any letters as well.
其实呢，我们看到耶稣本身他没有从谁的身上拿到一个推荐信。
So why did people believe in him?
那为什么呢？人呢却相信耶稣呢？
Not because of any letter, but because of his works and the works of his believers that later drew people to him and to believe in him.
不是他有什么信，而是他的生命呢，就代表一个书信呢，别人能够信服他。
So if the Corinthian church testifies to Paul's ministry, then do all of us as the church of Christ, what kind of a testimony are we to our God?
就我们生命是怎么样的向神的一个见证呢
？If Jubilee Church is taken as a letter from Christ, then how would that verify that Christ's ministry and power is authentic?
如果喜年堂是一个神的书信呢，我们怎么样在别人面前呢见证神呢
？Paul says this letter is written not with ink, but by the Holy Spirit written on our hearts, a letter which everybody can see.
这个。保罗这边提到说，这封信呢，不是写在石板上呢，是写在我们心上，让大家能够看见。
And this is not just the actions of one or two Christians that matter. This is about the whole church being a letter from Christ.
这边不是指的一两个人写的信，这个信呢是由大家这个群体里面所写的这封信。
So it's important what the community does as a whole, not just what one or two people do.
所以我们这群的行为呢，就能够见证神。
So what should this letter convey?
所以这个信，如果我们要写封信呢，这信代表什么东西呢？
Well, at its most basic, it has to convey the message of salvation.
这个见证应该是见证，神对我们的救恩。
And this message is, among other verses, that God so loved the world that He sent Jesus His Son, so that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but will have eternal life.
这边叫神爱世人呢，这个信应该见证神爱世人呢，甚至将他独生子呢赐给世人。
Yeah. And we can say this message explicitly. We can read the verse.
我们可以正面的见证神的恩典。
We can spread this message implicitly to make known that this is the reason why we do things like social outreach, like worship, like Bible study.
我们也可以间接的见证成呢，从我们的这个社交，我们在敬拜的时候呢，我们在读经的时候呢，来见证神。
And how we act every day, the way we act in school, the way we act in the office, people are reading us all the time. This is the kind of letter that we are.
甚至在我们的这个工作的时候呢，我们在学校的时候呢，我们的行为就是见证给别人的那封书信。
But we warn that this letter is not always well received.
但是我们知道呢，我们的见证不是一定一般都会受别人的欢迎的。
And it's not an easy letter to deliver.
而也不是一个容易写的书信。
Let me quote from John Piper, who was preaching on this same passage.
一位这个牧者这样子的一个说，
He said that some people.When they see the sacrificial love of Christ, it only looks like death.
有些人呢，当他看到神的牺牲的爱呢，他们闻到的是一个死亡。
When they hear the gospel, it smells like death.
他们听到福音，好像听到死亡的信息。
They look at the cross and they only see death.
他们看到十字架，他们也看到死亡的阴影。
They don't see life or hope or future or joy.
他们没有看到生命，也没有看到希望，也没有看到任何的喜乐。
And so they turn away.
所以他们就转头就走了。
And if they turn away forever, then
如果他们永远转头的话呢
？Then they will perish. They are the perishing.
他们的结局也就是死。
And that's the heartbreaking side of missions. That for some of us, when we see the cross, it's the fragrance of Jesus bringing life and hope.
这是我们做这个宣教的时候呢最心痛的，因为这个十字架应该带给我们希望。和盼望。
But to those that reject it, it's the aroma of death.
但很多人呢，因为看到这十字架呢，他就拒绝了神呢，他们的道路就是死亡。
And that's why it's so hard to be a witness.
所以做一个见证何等容易啊！
So firstly, you have to be a prisoner of Christ.
那首先呢，你愿意的生命被主而求，被求。
So you have to submit.
你要完全的降服于他。
Then your life has to be a testimony for Christ.
然后你的生命必须见证神的这个荣耀。
So that you can exude the right sort of aroma.
然后你可以才能够散发这个耶稣的馨香味。
And over and above that, now we know that sometimes when we do all this, it's the aroma of death that some people see.
但是即使我们做这些呢，有些人还会把它看成一个死亡的这个阴影。
So.Paul says as much. He talks about how difficult it is when he asks, "Who is equal to such a task?"
所以保罗也承到这样的一个难处呢。他说，谁能够承担这样子的一个任务呢
？And he answers by saying, "It is only possible by the power of the Holy Spirit."
他的答案是呢，这个一切都能够成就呢，是因为神的能力啊，圣灵的能力。
I think next week's sermon will talk a bit more about the law of the Spirit and the law of Moses.
下一周我们会继续提到这样的一个事情。
But suffice to say, at least for today, that when you only have the law of Moses without the Spirit, it can be very harsh.
所以今天如果我们只是遵守摩西的律法的话呢，这样这个是非常困难的。
But because we have the gift of the Holy Spirit,
但是因为我们有圣灵在我们身上。
God helps us to try and live this out, difficult as it is.
这个圣灵会帮助我们活出这个神的生命来。
Luckily, as Paul says, who is equal to such a task? Our competence comes from God.
还好，我们不是单靠自己，而是靠神的能力。
So I'm ending with the message translation from Eugene Peterson.
最后呢，我要以这个Eugene Peterson 这个作者的一段话来鼓励大家。
This is one of the verses. He says, "Your very lives are a letter that anyone can read just by looking at you."
你的生命就像一个封信呢，我看着你的生命呢，我可以读一封，好像就好比读一封信一样。
Christ himself wrote it, not with ink, but with God's living spirit.
然后这个上帝呢，在我们生命上呢，写着这封信呢，不是用墨写的，而是用他自己的圣灵写的。
Not chiseled into stone, but carved into human lives.
不是刻在石头上的，乃是雕在我们的生命当中。
And we publish it.
然后我们用生命活出来。
So today, may it be that our community, our church, or our families, let it be a letter from Christ to people who need to hear the good news.
So today, 让我们的生命，让我们群体是一个一封让神写的一封书信。
Let our lives be as those led from place to place in the perpetual victory parade by our Christ.
无论到哪里呢，我们就好像一个胜利的游行。
Let us endure whatever comes, sometimes sorrow, sometimes others, maybe just a normal life, so that wherever we go, we will give off the sweet aroma or scent rising to God.
So, when we meet in the difficult
situations, we will join me with a word of prayer as we come before God together?
Let us pray together.
Our Father in heaven, Father, we thank you for the words of Paul, your prisoner, Father, who had such a hard life. But Lord, we know that that life is his badge of honor, Lord. And it's because of that that he could write all the things he did. And he has all the insights for us today, Father. Father, we want to give you thanks because you've loved us and you've given us your son. And because of that, Lord, we want to say that we are willing to submit ourselves to you. And Lord, we don't know, we want to be a sweet aroma and a fragrance rising to you.But I know we don't always do as good a job that as we should, Lord. Father, thank you also for the reminder, Lord, that we're a letter written by Christ, a letter written not on stone, Lord, but on our own hearts. And Father, I pray that as we all go about our daily lives, as Jubilee Church as a whole, we try to do the right thing, and the ministries, we all try to do what we think you want us to do. Father, we pray that our sacrifice will be pleasing and acceptable to your sight.And Lord, we give you thanks that in all these things we are not alone, but because of your Holy Spirit, a deposit, a gift that you have given to us to show us the right way to do, Lord, that you will give us enough strength for the day. Just like the song that we sang just now, Lord, we want to say that we will run to you. Lord, we will run to your words of truth, Lord. We want to affirm and give thanks that it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord. And that we know that your will be done.And we're so privileged to be part of your co-workers and your co-laborers here on earth. I commit all this into the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.